Hey there, Vols fans. Welcome to another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk, where the Vols come out of week two, 2-0. A few other teams out there can't say that. At least we did not pay $1.4 million to get beat. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about that Vols deficient front and could they carry them to the expanded playoffs? Little slow start in the NC State game. Little bit of lackluster offense at times, but overall with the win, you got Bird, you got Duke, you got Tennessee Fan Talk. Get in here with us.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk. Where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm. Bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Big win, NC State in Charlotte. About middle of the way to the fourth quarter, it was all orange. But only two teams in the SEC really held their own. Luckily, we're one of them.
You forgot you know, there's more than two. There's a third one. I want to say a real quick shout out. Congratulations to the Vanderbilt Commodores for the best start in school history to a football season, 2-0. Congratulations.
When do they start playing a conference game? Because that's when it all goes downhill for them.
All I have to say is they are one game. I think the line at Vegas, when the season started, they had them at 3.5. So they are two wins away from hitting that. Good job, Vandy. Let's go.
Anchor down, Bulls. Anchor down. Before we get into Tennessee, a couple quick things that we picked out last week. We said that Arkansas was going to have a tough game against Oklahoma State. Duke thought Arkansas may be ranked before the year's out, but they give it away. Arkansas had the game, gave it away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think
they did a little George Strait.
We
just give it away.
We both said we wanted Michigan to beat Texas, but we thought Texas was going to win. Of course, that happened. A&M gets a little revenge. Georgia, Tennessee Tech. Last week I kept saying Texas Tech for some stupid reason. I was sitting there looking at it on the screen, reading it, but saying Texas.
That shows you that I don't look at anything. This is all from the hip because I didn't correct him one time.
South Carolina, the game that we wanted the refs to win, South Carolina and Kentucky. Kentucky looked atrocious. That's one game that I am just not worried about. Like, I hope we beat.
Hey, whoa. You can't do that.
No.
But congratulations, A&M fans, because you were that close. to having Mark Stoops. Now, the funny thing is I have a friend that's also a Kentucky fan, and he wishes he would have went to A&M. But Mark Stoops is the equivalent to Nick Saban in Alabama. At Alabama. Yeah, that's
right.
Like, he will have a statue out front.
Right.
Pushing a Kroger cart.
Right. Miss Piggy's dad. Right out front.
Yeah.
Right out front. Auburn, what in the world? I would have never thought it.
I mean, Hugh Freeze might be washed up.
Hugh Freeze may just be done. Yeah, I mean,
he might.
Success at Liberty, I don't think he has big conference game in him anymore.
He just doesn't have anything. I mean, he got everybody from the portal anyway, right? But he didn't get a quarterback. You know, I mean, he got everybody else. But I mean, I feel like if you had to put a checklist close to the top, might not be the top. Close to the top has to be a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Offensive line quarterback. I mean, that's Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah. Another one that gets beat. Ole Miss raining it down on MTSU. I'm going to skip to Alabama here. The Missouri over Buffalo. Yeah, Florida finally get revenge, we knew. Vanderbilt 55-0 over Alcorn.
That's probably the biggest win in school history, too, points-wise.
We said that Arizona could beat Mississippi State.
Arizona State, get it right.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Arizona. It's Arizona State.
Yeah, Arizona State. We said they could.
Forks up.
They could beat Mississippi State. Guess what?
They did.
They did.
They beat them.
How in the world Alabama still ranked number 4? I get the final score was 42-16, but when you play 3-plus-ish quarters neck and neck with South Florida, you don't deserve to be number 4.
Well, they just can't.
Think we lost the Duke a little bit on that one.
Can you hear me?
There we are. Say that in one more time.
Well, see, I lost you on the one before that.
Give me that one more time. They can't what?
I said they just don't like playing Tennessee's offense because that's who they played yesterday.
That is who they played.
Except they just played Tennessee's offense.
That is who they played. That is Oklahoma, and we'll get right into Tennessee. I did go to Tennessee Twitter and asked, does yesterday's win make you change your mind about the Oklahoma, Alabama, or Georgia games? Most people said still concerned. I feel a little bit better about Oklahoma. A little bit better, you know, potentially against Alabama. We'll see. You know, these games aren't much. Georgia, that's still an L in my book.
We're just lucky that we don't play Texas this year.
Yes.
Because yes. Georgia and Texas are, I think, miles ahead of almost everyone else in the SEC. That's not to say that we can't catch up some.
Right.
And I don't know if they'll come back to the field at all. But at this moment in time, Georgia and Texas are way ahead of everybody else.
They're looking good. Into the Tennessee-North Carolina State game, 51-10. The Vols score more in this fourth meeting of the two teams than the last three meetings combined. What I love, hey, quick couple bird takeaways here is the defense.
We need to call them bird droppings. That's us. Comment on that, folks. This need to be called bird droppings. It's going to drop.
Little sound of landing on a power line.
tell me that wasn't just great off the hip.
That was really dropping. Good. And now for some bird droppings. Little. Defense only allowed 3 third down conversions in this game, and it was on the what drive? First drive of the game. And then 0 third down conversions. That was fantastic. Now, speaking of that, one more thing for the defense. 3 sacks, 13 tackle for loss, total of 40 yards. Huge up front on the D. What I'm not happy with, 50% conversions against this team on our third down. Only if it's, I think it was 7 for 14. Only 50% against this team. You know, SEC is going to be tougher Not happy with that. Not happy with 70 yards of penalties.
That has something to do with the third down conversions. Clean up the penalties, your third down conversions get better.
Agreed. 1 for 1, I believe, on fourth down conversions. Everything else about normal, or normal time of possession, maybe a hair over time of possession, normal amount of first downs. You know, Nico started off a little slow. I think Duke was texting me saying he's 0 for 3. Then he came out and looked pretty good. Running game was on, 6.5 yards per carry for Sampson. Overall, great game. Defense steps up, and there's not much that you don't have to be proud over. Just a couple little things to clean up.
Yeah, you know what I was the proud of? You know, one of the big proud moments being a white bread
is Will Brooks. Duke's gunslinger moments?
It should be the Duke's Mayo section of the game. Hit me up.
It's got that thing in it.
But my dude, yeah, because I could spread it on this one because my dude, Will Brooks.
There you go. The Duke man is spreading it all the time.
My dude, Will Brooks, the white bread with the 85-yard interception pick six. That's really what got us going. That's really what got us off the snide and got us rolling.
Yeah.
Because in my humble opinion, we could have put up another 14 on them if we wanted to, right?
I would think so. And them getting that pick six there just because of the batted ball and it just happened to go high and it just happened to go in the area where someone could grab it. I mean, this should have been a 62-3 game.
That was like the same situation of 50,000 votes in the middle of the night hit Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? That's how lucky that was. But, in my mind, I mean, maybe I have higher standards, but that was like a B-plus game for us, I think, on the offensive side of the ball.
Anyway. Offensive side, yeah. Yeah, defense looked pretty good.
Yeah, now Sampson is a man.
He is a beast.
Apparently, last night I heard on the broadcast as well, 4.0 student.
Yeah.
Clap.
Yeah.
Clap.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, give him that.
Because, I mean, I don't think you're getting a 4.0 with a tutor, if you know what I'm saying. I think he's just that good. Because if they told me Tyler Bray had a 4.0, I would question it. Back in the day. I'm questioning that if Tyler Bray's got a 4.0. No disrespect, but disrespect.
But a little disrespect.
Yeah.
No, biggest news for me for the week. Before we head to a little bit of commercial, is you got Northern Illinois on the board, the top 25. You know, it happens to be at 25, but so what? They made it on the board with a huge emotional. Coach was just bawling for his kids to win that game. Notre Dame drops 13 spots. I don't know why they're still in the top 25.
Well, I mean, one good thing that 98% of other fan bases that we can all agree with is that we hate Notre Dame. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are generally the most hated program in America is the Fighting Irish.
It's not that they don't want to join a conference, it's that they can't.
Yeah. No.
They are the Forrest Gump bus scene. You can't sit here. Seats taken.
No. It's not that, because they would never be ranked again if they joined a big conference, except maybe the ACC.
Yeah.
Because the ACC stinks.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, they stinks.
They could always join the MACtion.
I mean, that's pretty much what they got beat by. That's what? Text watch, it is what they got beat by.
It is. Yeah. That is their level of play right there. That doesn't.
It's like I seen somebody on Twitter put out there because, you know, Brian Kelly was the coach there before he went to LSU, right? And they said Brian Kelly could never win the big games.
Yeah, well,
so whoever this big guy is, I can't even remember this guy's name. And they said it in the tweet, and I think it's Marcus Freeman, I believe. Something like that, yeah. He can't win the small ones. Or what does that say about Texas A&M?
That was my point. What is that? It doesn't say much for them, but what does it say for Texas A&M? That's right. 460 yards offense for Tennessee, only allowing up 143. These boys, they did it. They did it well. And we're going to talk about next week, hit a little bit of the schedule, maybe go outside of the SEC and see if there's any other big games that the Duke wants to spread some of that Duke's mayo.
And I'll go ahead and say it now. There's no big games next week because I saw where game day was going. And they're going to South Carolina. For the South Carolina Georgia game, how did Beamer pay off ESPN to do that?
Oh, it's LSU at South Carolina.
Oh, it's LSU at South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where game day's going, right?
You got me.
I thought that's what I heard.
Hadn't looked that far ahead.
Commercial break, I'll be on the Google game, but I think that's what
he's going to have that for you. Y'all probably already know this. We'll know it in just a minute.
I'm 99% sure that's what I heard.
As soon as we get back from whatever ad plays for you.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
American Giant makes great clothing. T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Yay, Vols fans. Welcome back, Tennessee Fan Talk. Week 2, 2-0 in the books. Week 3 coming ahead. Not too much to talk about on the Tennessee front. Kent State, we open up at a 47.5 point favorite. Well, when you lay 50 on game
the
one and
quote unquote air quotes for the listeners, 24th best team in America. Grayson McCall stinks.
When you lay up 50 2 weeks in a row, you're going to open with that on Kent State.
And folks, I was correct. It is in South Carolina, but I was partly wrong because I said it's Georgia. They're playing LSU, who is a fraud at 18. So, it's a slow one out there, folks. And they're like, how can we put asses in the seats and get some ratings up? Pick an SEC school. That's exactly
right.
What they do.
Right, exactly.
And South Carolina hasn't had a college game day since 1916. So,
since they were there covering it with the newspapers.
Since Steve Spurrier was playing for the Gators.
Going down the lineup, Alabama actually has a decent game with Wisconsin this week.
Wisconsin is kind of, they're very much like us in Nebraska out there. Used to have a good program. I think they're down. They do the jump around, which is pretty cool. I don't know if you've ever seen that. You need to Google it. It's like in between third and fourth quarter, they play jump around and the student section goes crazy. It's pretty good. But, yeah, no, that shouldn't be a game. I hope Wisconsin beats them. I hope the Badgers beat
them. That'd be nice. I'd go on Alabama on that one.
Sure. Yep. Sure. It's chalk, plain chalk right there.
LSU, South Carolina, we just – I know you say LSU.
That's another referee game.
I know you say LSU is a fraud, but I still want LSU to win that one.
I don't want neither one of them to win. Because, I mean, as of right now, hold on tight, boys, because South Carolina's the best team in the SEC.
I'm surprised that this is not the game day right here. Boston College, number 24. Actually, I think they moved up, didn't they not? No, they're number 24. Number 24 at number 6, Missouri.
Nobody wants to see Eli Drinkwitz. Bottom line.
Potential snooze fest of the week. Missouri on that one for me.
I'm picking Boston College because I refuse. There you go. I refuse to pick. But I mean, like their quarterback Brady Cook or whatever. I mean, he's either playing football or he's watching The Price is Right in the funeral home. That's how old he is. That funeral home. What am I thinking? That means he's dead in the daggum.
Well, no,
I misspoke, folks. I'm talking old folks' home, whatever that's called. Assisted living. He's in the assisted living.
Now they call it active senior living.
Senior living. That's he pops out his dentures and eats some Jell-O.
Quite possibly snooze fest of the week on the next one. Texas A&M and Florida. Go Aggies.
No. I mean,
you think you think Florida wins this game.
No. I'm saying it's not the snooze fest.
Not the snooze fest.
No. Tennessee.
You're going A&M.
Yeah, I'm going A&M because once again, here's how I always pick when it comes to our rivalries. Rivals. Tennessee 1, Hitler 2, Saddam Hussein 3, Mussolini 4, and then we're getting into the Alabama as the Kentuckys and the Floridas of the world.
Oh,
Adolf Hitler, we're bringing it back.
Well, we didn't. I said snooze fest a little too early. We have Tulane and Oklahoma.
Tulane is decent. I'm telling you, the snooze fest of the week is going to be our game.
No,
fingers crossed.
No, it ain't gonna be snooze fest. It's just
so what you're saying is Tennessee can never be snooze fest of the week,
right? Yeah, because when they're
I don't believe that
when they're hanging 72 on them. That's exciting.
I want Heupel just the one time, just not take his gas off. I mean, foot off the gas. Yeah. But that's when somebody gets hurt. I get it. That's when somebody gets hurt. And then you're all going to be saying, blah, 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 blah.
Arkansas has a feel better game with UAB.
That's more of a snooze fest to me.
That's good. Yeah.
Trent Dilfer, the head coach at UAB.
Ole Miss at Wake Forest.
I mean,
yeah, Kiffin's going to roll them.
Yeah, I mean, I bet Wake Forest comes out with them gold helmets. Kind of like the Kentucky silver ones that are barf.
An interesting one here, your Commodores at Georgia State on the ESPN Plus app.
They are going to break their school record and go 3-0, folks.
UTSA, Texas. Gosh.
Bless. That's the equivalent of us playing UTC.
New Mexico at Auburn. You never know.
That could be snooze fest.
You never know. And New Mexico may beat them. Toledo and Mississippi State, number one.
That's the snooze fest of the week, dude. You're throwing that word out way too much. You're giving too much credit because that is a coveted trophy to get is the snooze fest of the week.
Yeah, Toledo and Mississippi State. That is certainly the snooze fest.
Yeah.
Number one, Georgia at Kentucky. Good Lord, the beat
that's
down.
That's where I got it mixed up.
The beat down that is going to happen in Lexington. If we had to give a score to that, I'm going to go 42-10.
You're giving Kentucky way too much credit because they do not have a quarterback. They do not have one.
No. This is a field goal until the end of the fourth quarter when Georgia's got their kids playing. And when I say kid, I mean like the students are old enough to have 7-year-olds.
I don't know if Kentucky has a team that can score on Georgia, even on their third string. I don't even think it gets past 6.
You don't think Kentucky gets
55-6. 55-6.
You think two field goals.
Something, something similar to our score against North Carolina State. You think that Kentucky's better than North Carolina State? No, they're not. North Carolina State's not good. They're better than Kentucky, which that's not saying much. But I'm just saying they are. You're giving the Wildcats way too much credit.
And of course, Kent State at Tennessee. I'm definitely going to have
one more thing. One more thing. It's the Kentucky game's going to be so bad. They're going to stay in the coal mines. They're not coming out and going back. They're staying. They're not even coming out of the coal mine. They're just staying.
Not even coming to the game.
Nope, not even coming to the game.
And that one is the ABC 7:30. That's the big one.
Once again, that shows you how bad the week is. Game day at South Carolina. They had to pay somebody off for that. They must be getting a deal at the used car lot that Beamer runs.
A&M Florida have that 3:30 one, you know, the old CBS slot.
Yeah, I figured CBS would change their music up, but they kept it the same. I mean, they have the most that's the most iconic jingle in all of sports, not just college football, in all of sports. The CBS game day music is the best out of everybody.
Yep.
Talking about Kent State.
Gosh, when do we want to talk about Kent State? I don't know.
Do you know where Kent State is located? I think it's in Ohio.
I believe you're correct.
I think it's in Akron, Ohio. No, I
do know
Akron,
that that's Saban's alma mater.
Maybe he'll. I wonder if he's a booster there. Has to be. He's got a Mercedes lot up there somewhere.
Oh, and this one is going to be on SEC Network? Yeah, that's no good.
I hate that every SEC game is on ESPN this year. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. The only thing that ESPN has go for him is freaking Joe Tessitore. Because, you know, whatever Rogers will call one of our games, he's probably calling our game this week.
Oh, on SEC Network, I bet.
Yeah,
I bet he is. And then when we run it up, they're going to see that's just not necessary.
If you look at that move Nico just made right there, reminds me of me. How great was that
at Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Nope.
He's calling it.
Hmm.
Would you say nope?
Yeah.
Who's on the call?
No clue.
Oh, I thought that's what you said nope to.
Oh, yeah, no. The Kent State. Uh-oh. Have we never played them? We have never played
Kent State. Kent State's probably only had a football program for 3 years.
We have never played Kent State. I wonder how much we're paying them.
That's what I was about to say. We're probably paying them quite a bit of money, and that's probably public knowledge since it's tax dollar money.
Yeah. At least we're not playing 1.4 to lose. Not happening.
Well, I mean, I'd say that Notre Dame has one of the biggest endowments out of all those teams. We've talked about it before. It's not A&M money, but they've got it.
They got that. Church money, if you know what I mean.
They got the offering plate money. I wonder if they hand out offering plates at halftime at South Bend.
Pass around the velvet.
They got ushers. They got ushers at South Bend at halftime.
This week they were passing around the chalice.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to need a drink.
Y'all need to go say 10 Hail Marys and 10 Our Fathers and you'll win next week.
I wonder who they play.
Probably TCU, Tennessee Christian University. I said Tennessee instead of Texas. See what I did there, folks? I don't even know if there's a TCU in Tennessee. It has to be.
That's a good question. Next game, Purdue. They play Purdue next.
Oh, they play a bunch of nerds, a bunch of engineering nerds.
Guys, we appreciate. Well, that thing was. I'm gonna hit that one again, so we can have that little bit of. There we go.
Set the ambiance. Set the ambiance.
That rolls us out. Get us done for this week. Your Vols up to number 7. I said when I was watching, I said they're going to be in the top 10, probably 10. I did not expect 7.
But Missouri's still 6, folks. Remember that.
For some stupid reason, Missouri is still 6. We'll see what happens. They play Kent State, and I believe we have the bye week before going to Norman.
Probably so. And then that's going to be when it gets real. When it gets real, real.
That'd be real time. Remember, wherever you are, we are at TN Fan Talk. Thank you for listening.
Come on, Orange.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.